Allah has his own reasons why he gives and takes away from people. Inna Allah yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah gives whomsoever he wishes, Allah diminishes and takes away. Allah knows. Now just imagine you are not happy. So when it doesn't happen according to your whim and fancy, every time that person gets something good, you become worried. Every time he doesn't, nothing happens to him which you want something bad to happen upon him, you get anxious. So subhanallah, you get frustrated, you get worried, and you have nothing to do with it, because Allah is going to give whomsoever he wants, whether you like it or you don't like it, and in the process you are becoming harmed. You don't harm that person one bit, but you are becoming harmed, you are becoming frustrated, you are becoming worried. Now the ulama have said that there are reasons why people resort to hasad. One of them is anger and malice. Anger is a very, you know, it has many repercussions. Sometimes you are angry with someone, so you give vent to your anger. But sometimes a person is superior to you, you can't give vent to him, your anger towards him. Then what happened? You become jealous about him. So anger has led to jealousy. Sometimes it is hatred. You just don't like a person. So therefore, because of hatred, you become jealous about a person. And Allah has told us, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. Do not let the dislike and the hatred of someone make you deal unjustly with him. Doesn't mean you hate someone that you must now become jealous about him. Even if you don't like someone, you can't treat him unjustly according to the Sharia. Then sometimes the reason for jealousy is pride. Now when, you know, this, the ulama have said that the first transgression was due to jealousy. When Allah Ta'ala told Iblis, make sijda in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he refused. And why did he refuse? Why did Allah Ta'ala give superiority of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam over me? Now that particular type of jealousy, that led to pride and arrogance. So the first transgression was because of jealousy. Shaitan and Iblis became jealous of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, why Allah had given him a rank and a superiority over me. So then that becomes the reason for jealousy, pride and arrogance and love for fame. The ulama have also made mention, sometimes one of the reasons for jealousy is what is known in Arabic as tahabbub. Tahabbub means where two people are competing for the same objective. Two people competing for the same objective, therefore they become jealous of one another because they have the same desire and objectives. Like siblings, brother and sister, or two brothers, they are fighting and competing for the love of their parents. So now they become jealous with one another. Tahabbub becomes the means, you desiring the same objective. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers were jealous of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam because of this reason. They were desiring the attention of their father. So that led to such a great act that they wanted to kill him. But what was the reason? Like for example, two co-workers, they are fighting for the same promotion. Now because they are fighting for the same promotion, they become jealous of one another. So what was the reason? Tahabbub, desiring the same objective. Then the ulama have also made mention, sometimes it is just due to your evil nature. And when this happens, you must seek Allah Ta'ala's protection and Allah Ta'ala's help to removing that evil nature from your heart. So these are some of the reasons, not all, but some of the reasons with regard to jealousy. Now talking also about the solution with regard to it. How do you rid yourself from jealousy? The ulama have made mention of some reasons, and maybe perhaps to completely rid yourself, you need to go to a khanqa. You need to go in the presence of a sheikh who can tell you your spiritual ailments and guide you towards the removal of it. But very briefly, let us make mention, get rid of all the reasons. Some of the reasons I've made mention, anger, malice, pride. Get rid of all the reasons so that you are not compelled towards becoming jealous of another person. And also in terms of the solution, Hazrat Mu'attani Rahmatullah Ali has written a very amazing thing. Mu'attani Rahmatullah Ali has written and said there are two types of solutions. One is ilmi, one is amali. Ilmi means your intellect. Amali means practical level. On a ilmi level, it means you must realize that you cannot harm the person whom you are jealous about. You can never harm him. How are you going to harm him? Because Allah is going to give him according to Allah's favors, Allah's wisdom. So you can't harm him because Allah is not going to take your view into account. You know, Allah is not going to take your view into account with regard to that. And really sometimes if a person feels that way, that Allah is going to give people according to my whims and fancy, then unfortunate to say, he has a very exaggerated view of his